If you give blood, usually it goes into a plastic bag in a fridge until someone needs it. But when you're deep in the countryside or tundra or out at sea, there's no hospital and no blood bank. So Pacific Northwest Blood Network is developing a backpack kit that takes the banking out of blood banking. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
If you were a fan of the old TV series MASH, you might remember episodes where the Army field hospital surgeons performed life-saving blood transfusions.
Margaret, set up another unit.
Okay.
Better make that a double.
In this episode, the prospective blood donor and recipient are lodged in the same hospital tent. The procedure is sometimes called a buddy transfusion.
If you're looking for blood, you're in the right place. Dan and I are both A positive. Sort of makes us blood brothers.
Combat medics have trained how to do this for decades. They rapidly collect and transfuse blood on scene after making a match between donor and patient. Now the technique is bleeding over into the civilian world, where it could potentially save tens of thousands of lives each year.
The military was indeed our prototype model for thinking about how to implement a walking blood bank.
Linda Barnes is the chief operating officer at Bloodworks Northwest in Seattle.
Blood banking of stored blood certainly isn't going to go away anytime soon. But in low-resource settings, having banked blood available and the logistics and the refrigeration required simply isn't feasible in the near term.
Barnes does a lot of international consulting in places such as Ivory Coast, Kenya, Ukraine, and Caribbean islands. One thing from those trips that nagged at her was how many patients in the developing world die each year for lack of blood, especially women giving birth. Around 600,000 new mothers perish from profuse bleeding after childbirth alone each year. Barnes and a colleague challenged themselves if they could build a simple, self-contained blood transfusion kit in a shoebox.
So I'm opening it up now so you can see inside.
Thus was born the Blood Pack. The prototype, using off-the-shelf components, morphed into backpack size.
So we have a donor blood collection system. We have a blood typing and disease testing test kits.
This is like a mini lab here.
It is.
No refrigeration needed for any of this. The blood pack comes with step-by-step guidance on a smartphone app. That phone could also be used to send a mass text to registered villagers to come to their clinic to give blood in an emergency, in theory.
Because it's one thing, of course, to have an idea, and it's another thing to translate it into a practice.
Recently, Bloodworks Northwest demonstrated their prototype to another potential customer, a Seattle company called Remote Medical International. The fast-growing company supplies medical personnel and support for isolated workplaces. Clinical Operations Director Laureen Locke foresees a variety of use cases in oil and gas exploration, for example, or mining, construction, and by military contractors. One thing she brought up was informed consent and the advanced legwork that might be needed to deploy this in a civilian setting.
Part of the discussion evolved into how to do that in a developing world where there's social concerns, religious concerns. What does the local medicine man, if you will, think of the whole concept? Are they willing to sign off on it or not?
Bloodworks Northwest just learned they're in line for a roughly $500,000 grant from the British Foreign Aid Department that will launch the next phase of product development, feasibility and acceptability testing at four rural clinics in western Kenya beginning early next year. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.